Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check that out when you get a chance. So, it's just you and me. Happy New Year, by the way. This is my 18th consecutive New Year live program. And we're celebrating it. We're kicking it off with me giving you my predictions, telling you what I'm predicting will happen in 2015, my 15th year, by the way, of making predictions, and also reconciling at the end of the year, as I mentioned earlier in the hour. Come back at the end of the year, and I reconcile my predictions against what actually happened. So I make my new predictions somewhere around the 1st. And then somewhere around the middle of December that year, I come back and reconcile, which I've already done, by the way. And you can find all that. You can find these predictions, and you can find my reconciliation article on my website. So check that out. I'm also on Forbes. I'm also on Fox Business and also on Biz Journals and lots of other places out there you can find my stuff. So, okay, I gave you about 7 or so predictions in the previous half hour. Here's my next prediction. In June, the Supreme Court will deliver a catastrophic structural blow to Obamacare in a 5-4 ruling that their ruling will be that the law does not permit subsidies to enrollees in the 36 states with federal exchanges. Now, remember, when Obamacare was rolled out, they expected the states to all do their own exchanges, their own insurance exchanges, but they did allow for a provision for the states, if they didn't want to do it, but to let the federal government take over and do it themselves. I think they were being cute there when they did that. Well, it's turned out to be a problem for proponents of Obamacare because the law was written so that only state subsidies qualify for the subsidy for enrollees from the federal government. Well, there are 36 states that out there that don't have state, they only have federal exchanges. And those under the law don't qualify. So all those states that have been, those 36 states that have been giving their enrollees subsidies, that's going to be a problem, and I believe the Supreme Court's going to rule against them. I think that's going to happen in June. Next prediction. The GOP-controlled Congress and President Obama will accomplish one thing together in 2015. I think that will be tax reform. I think they will get something done. Probably one of the big things they could do would be to lower corporate income tax rates, which seems to be a bipartisan thing. And there are a couple of other things that they could do. But I think that will be, if they're going to get one thing done together, where they it's passed in the Congress and the president signs it and they have a kumbaya moment, it'll be about tax reform, nothing else. Next prediction. Congressional Republicans will successfully thwart the execution of Obama's executive order on immigration. I don't know what that will look like. But I believe that the president's executive order, there will be some kind of congressional, constitutional ability for Congress to not allow that executive order to be fully implemented. Something, I'm not sure what they'll do, but they'll come up with something. And as a way of backing them up, it'll be a pitchback. They'll give them a little chin music there, just to let him know that they're still relevant. It's politics, so look for that. Next prediction, the Sony hack, and you remember when Sony was hacked, and subsequent corporate cyber terror threat, will for the first time in history manifests in cybersecurity practices of corporate America being elevated to the de facto national security status. I mean, in other words, if you are, have a corporation, your security situation, how you practice cybersecurity, will be elevated by the government to a national security standard. And there will be, and I believe there will be standards that the corporations will have to follow based on what happened to Sony. Next prediction is associated with that last one. The unprecedented terror threat on a U.S. corporation by a foreign state, that same Sony issue, will cause the U.S. government to constrain private firms from responding to such threats on their own. They won't let corporations respond to threats that they receive from a foreign entity. That's a new prediction that I think will happen this year. Next prediction. In political theater redux, a Clinton and a Bush will become presidential candidates in the next cycle, like we had back in 1992, but neither will be their party's front runner by year end. How about that? Both will run, and I don't know who's going to win the nomination, but I believe by year end, those two will not be the front runner. Last two predictions are football. Oregon will defeat Florida State in the Rose Bowl today. Oregon will defeat Florida State. And then I predict Alabama will win the inaugural NCAA Division I championship game a week from Saturday, January 10th. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.